I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey.
Chalupa.
Hey. Sorry. That was the wrong one. I'm sorry.
I didn't see you there.
I want to taco to you for a minute.
Oh, that was going to be my next one.
Yes!
Grape mines.
Think twice.
Yep.
Grace, stop. I'm on the growl out. Sorry, my dog's growling out the window. We have sheer coverings on our windows, and she's looking out the window, trying to make sure that no would-be attackers are at our doorstep.
Yeah, I wonder how long dogs are going to keep doing that. Like how
she would literally just go up and be like, "Oh, are you here to pet me?"
How long it's going to take until dogs how the dogs stop giving a shit about things? Because I still do for some reason. Nothing usually ever happens.
Yeah, they give super shits about things.
I mean, occasionally. A home invader comes and tries to murder the family, but usually it's just nothing. It's like a squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday I was on the phone with Aurora and her little dog, Bella. She's a Yorkie. And she... And it sounded like someone was, like, ripping off her leg. And she's like, hold on a second. And then I'm like, what was that? She goes, oh, she saw someone walking their dog outside.
Yeah. This is why I could never be a dog owner. I would just, like, get angry at the dog because it's like, shut up. I'm trying to chill.
Dude, Netflix and chill.
I'm definitely not a dog person. Yeah, that's why Netflix and chill with cats. Well, hang on a second.
Cats are so chill, though.
Yeah. They just... Like, my cats are just sleeping right now. Like, if I look over at my cats, they're sleeping. It's great.
Oh, actually, this morning was so cute. Okay, so I was in the bathroom going... potty. Anyway, it was actually just TT. But he gets up on the little bookshelf where we store some of our bathroom things, and he like looks down. He's just like, meow. And I'm like, Axel Edward. And he starts like dipping his head and rubbing his face. And he's like, yeah, I'm here. What? Like when you say their name and they look at you, they're like, okay, hi. It's so cute. It's so cute. They're interactive, but not really that much work.
Yeah. Ow.
This one earbud hurts my ears so
pretty
bad.
Pretty low maintenance there.
Ugh. Well, I can't find my headphones, like the nice ones that I wear like over my ears. They're my kids. They're not mine.
Yeah.
And so I keep putting these earbuds in, but we've been over this. I have really tiny ears and it hurts. I can't.
There's other earbud sizes.
Well, these are the iPhone ones and they are not made for me at all.
Oh, well,
I didn't ask you to solve my problems. I just need you to listen.
Yep. And I have. And
good job, Jason.
And I've forgotten already.
I do need a good pair of headphones.
I would make a terrible therapist for that reason. Like,
oh, you really would. Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, you
I would just phase out and I'd be like, what were you talking about, dude? I wasn't listening. I was thinking about a new kind of paper that you could make cars out of. Paper mache cars. Man, Mexico that would be a boon for Mexico.
Oh, wow, yeah. Forget piñatas.
Piñata cars. And like, when you get in car crashes, you fly people, but also candy flies out of the car.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That'd be wonderful.
But a little bit of poop, because some people get real scared.
So festive. Well, you know, I'd be more worried about, you know, just human carnage, but sure. Sure, the poop would be unpleasant.
You can't drive so fast in a paper mache car.
Yeah, the wheels would fall apart. And, like, when it rains, they just melt.
No, we'll have, like, real wheels. Let's be reasonable.
No, let's not. I vote against. Mm-hmm. I move to not be reasonable.
You always do.
Yeah, that's the reason that I move. That's the only reason I get up out of bed is to be unreasonable.
That's kind of accurate.
Kind of. Speaking of which, I read a thing here. On the internet there with Ron Swanson. And I almost want to say, if I hadn't seen his name written there, I would have called him Ron Burgundy. But, like, would I have been so off? Not really.
No. Very similar. Wow.
It says, never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. I care for the sentiment. However, it makes me think, if you're not supposed to half-ass anything, why is your ass conveniently portioned into two pieces?
Oh, really adorable pieces on a lot of people. Yeah, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's true.
What if somebody has, like, uneven cheeks?
What if we're supposed to half-ass everything, you know? What if you're supposed to go around with one cheek for a while, having half-assed something, and then you know, metaphorically speaking, and then you have half your ass for the rest of the day, just as a reserve. It's sort of maybe the opposite theory of my thing, where, like, they say you learn one thing every day. Well, when I learn a thing, I turn my brain off. I turn it to ignorant.
I think that's what most people do, though.
It goes from umbrella to ignorant.
Yeah, it's not much of a spectrum.
No, not really. It's a toggle switch. It's a racist toggle switch.
Oh, well, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, it shows. Your genitals are showing.
Again.
Oh, again? Oh, I got poked
hey,
with
hey,
that.
Hey, your toggle's showing.
Ah!
Oh, hey, whoopsie-doo. Hey,
it's like one of those light switch covers with the man on it, and it makes it look like the switch is his penis.
Yes. Just like that.
Your toggle's showing.
That's so true.
Toggle Johnson.
My dick is out.
My dick is out. I should get one of those as George with a pair of, like, ripped shorts over the switch. Like, literally, pockets. Like, the light switch. It's not, like, drawn on. Like, there's actually some ripped fabric on the light switch.
Yeah, no, purposefully ripped. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's an homage. A homage.
A homage. I love the way that word is spelled, even though it makes nonsense.
Yeah, I like hors d'oeuvres. It's like
tricky and beautiful.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I do like that. I do. Kinsley was doing some more spelling the other day, and she's like, I know it's spelled this way, but this is how I would spell it. And then she spells, I'm like, oh, yes, you're so perfect and cute.
Call the dictionary.
Call them. Can we rewrite the English language? I think we can, because we're doing anything else, too.
Well, we're rewriting names, which is, I heard Adam Carolla had brought up that, and I agree with this idea, that names should be standardized, like words.
Oh, yeah, you have brought that up, yeah.
Have I brought that up?
Yeah. Oh,
well, they should be. All these, like...
You're like, well, I should have.
I should have remembered that I did that.
No, I should have. I'm glad I did. Good, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Self. No, like, I don't know, just Jason, the Jaecen, for example. So that's insane. Or all the Katie's spelled different ways, and every single, I mean, it was sort of the, like, the white version of, because black people kind of made up their own names, and I understand why. It kind of goes back to, it was the last episode, dude, at this point, I feel like, probably talking about how they were integrated into our culture, and as a way of differentiating themselves, they're attempting to reconnect with African roots via spellings and names that, I guess African names have lots of Z's and X's
in them.
They're
really cool.
And lots
of
double vowels.
If someone could just
vowels.
Adopt me and give me my own African name,
well,
and then call me by that, I would do that now.
Let's pick a few. Let's pick the James and the Sallys. Of African names, exactly. We'll get just like the each country, we can have some Muhammads and, you know, some of the big popular ones. We'll grab those. But then after that, like, it's similar to another discussion, which is language in general and how it's nice to integrate culture and language and have, although we did a couple epidudes ago, I talked about foreign words. We need to get rid of those. So similarly, a lot of referencing here. It's nice, but we want people to learn English ultimately. So we want cultures to integrate. But it's good.
Integrate into our culture. Yeah, right.
Well, into
can
one
you just
culture.
Be more like us.
No, be one like something, and it happens
so
to be
not
us.
Like
and
the metric system. Well,
I don't know. Maybe we could all go, but America is not definitely like we could get to that. I wouldn't disagree with that because it makes sense. Yeah. Like, what's with all the 12s? But then there is some elegance to 12s.
All the 12s.
To a hexadecimal system. but, no, I just think for efficiency's sake, you use standardized names and standardized language.
Why do you want to standardize everybody? Why can't we all just be unique and dumb?
Because you're wasting time and we don't have a lot of
time.
It.
Jason's over here like, I can make life efficient. Let me help you.
Yeah, everybody's dumb. You're all dumb. Just listen to me. Just listen to me and the other smart people. There's smart people saying smart things. Just listen to it for the love of dumbness.
For the love of dumbness. For the love of ignorance.
Yeah. For the love of all that's wholly stupid.
Entirely stupid, yeah.
Entirely.
Hey, have you seen Mom and Dad this week? How are they? How do they look? What's up?
They're good. Yeah, they're good.
Did you have Monday lunch?
We did.
Oh.
Everything was fine. Tried to get a fire lit under Mom. Mexicans foods. The food of Mexicans.
Okay, yeah. You should probably be more clear next time.
Soylent Mexican.
Oh.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Well.
But they're fine.
Oh, good.
And
they look great. They look in good health and condition.
Yeah, they could exercise more.
Oh, wow. You just went for it. Goodness.
Well, calls them like I sees them. Whale biologist.
Oh, no,
I tell
to get
Mom
dad
all the time. I tell Mom you
hurt.
Should go, well, I tell Mom she should go walking, but actually they say, I heard that swimming is not, at least for older ladies, it probably goes the same for older men, it's not actually the best workout for geriatrics, because there's no bone resistance.
No, it's not, just that dad can't do
that's not
as
a
much
euphemism for
they do swimming so they can float and they don't put pressure on their
joints. That's true, but like finding a, I think it's better than nothing, but finding a cardiovascular exercise that also, even like just walking, you know, his knees hurt, or just like rowing, maybe something that also puts pressure on your bones, because otherwise you get osteoporosis.
We're finding. Is that really a thing? I think it's like global warming, Jason. It's not real. It's not happening.
Global boning.
Wait, what?
Global deboning.
Global bone degeneration.
Taking all the bones out of the climate.
That's
especially
it.
Especially the wishbone.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Speaking of boning, I have
told
the most hilarious headline.
Dad, he needs to do the fart. I forgot the thing where they take your blood out and centrifuge it under heat, and it becomes a serum that cures your old injuries.
That's cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I tell Dad about that all the time, but he doesn't. I don't know. Dad could do a lot more. He could take supplements. He could.
Well, he does take his fish oils and his omega 3s. He does do that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he does. Because his doctor told him to, and he listened.
Yeah, listens to
when
his
you
doctor.
When you have to have an entire kidney removed because there's cancer on it, it kind of tends to make you listen. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Because he used to not listen to doctors. That's how he got diabetes. And he
tends to. Then there's other people who've got the who are smoking through their trach hole.
Yeah, I know.
Which is always just baffles me. It's like, wow, you really like smoking.
Yeah, but
like,
isn't
really,
that
really
kind
like
of,
smoking?
Okay, but isn't that like a very current example of a Trump supporter?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a very, I don't know how current.
If we're gonna draw the lines, let's draw this one. You're the artist. I don't know. I'm gonna give it to you.
Well, I don't know. I feel like that's a you see fewer people, but the tobacco industry is trying to get their numbers back up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
trying
mm-hmm.
to get more new customers who
is that bad?
With fresh necks that haven't been tapped, untapped
sorry,
necks.
I'm sorry. Is that bad?
Is that offensive?
Is that can I not? Is this bad for my health?
Yeah.
I'm a probably. Smoker. What do you want? Okay, so I have
I'm not sure if you were a smoker. I thought that I was talking to a trash can.
You can. You can talk to the can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking earlier of boning, this is a hilarious headline.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Man, frustrated with people having sex outside his home, has started filming them. Okay?
Okay,
hold on.
Fair enough.
My
yeah,
favorite
sure.
is the no, sub one. He has the full support of his neighbors and cops. Wait, what? That's hilarious. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Well,
is there a live feed?
Like, not to add a twist, but are his neighbors or cops the ones boning outside? They didn't really identify the people.
Oh, yeah, here I am.
Is it just is there a college nearby? an insane asylum?
Marty, the neighborhood watchman said, I have seen and recorded 50-some sex events.
Well, where is this?
I know!
What's up with this house? Why is it so conducive to public acts of lust?
I don't know. I'm just a guy protecting my neighborhood and my family.
Oh, I mean,
he's a concrete salesman.
He could at least he could at least be yelling at them about, you know, sex ed.
I have a little more. Here it says, Marty, they asked us not to use his full name. He says when he moved into the neighborhood, he loved the park. By day, it's a scene of pleasant, family-friendly activities.
Oh, he's next to a park. Okay, that explains it.
But it's another story at night. In some videos, he saw a man rolling up a joint. In another incident, he caught teens drinking in the park.
Oh, no.
They offer it to police as evidence.
Wow. This guy's a fag.
Oh, and someone who is a critic, people deserve their privacy. It's like, well... He says, people think I'm shaming them, but we're not. It was originally started for just neighborhood watch.
No. I'm against this douchebag for other reasons.
What?
Not because it's like... I'm not protecting, you know... I would say, go ahead and film...
Public sexinators.
People film... Go ahead and film people having sex in public, but then don't be a... Just, you know, keep it for yourself.
Oh, gross.
Well, why you gotta be a narc? I agree with his perversion of filming them, and I'm sure he's got a vast collection now of pornographic tapes, which he references frequently in order to pleasure himself. I'm sure of that. But where myself and this gentleman part ways is on his handling of
hands, but now
his
not.
Handling of said evidence. But I'm over to the police. Over to the police, because I would say, you know, there's no reason to get the police involved here. Basically, I would say, what I would do is I would give a solid 5 minutes at least to filming, and then hit him with the light. Get a strobe out. You get a big old police search beam out or something, like the Batman light that can shine, and you'll just, like, light them up, even if they're several hundred feet away. And then you just hit him with that. So you're just like, break it up, and then people will start to learn.
That would be more fun.
They'll be like,
we're watching you right now.
There's a gigantic light that will film you having sex if you go to that park. So let's just stop doing that, dudes. And then it'll slowly curb itself.
Yeah, I think that would be, yeah, you're right. Like, more, like, okay, fine, we won't go here because this is a little weird.
I mean, I don't know.
Giving him a heads up that it's happening.
Contention is that why is sex, like, this is something we need to reconsolidate. We need to stitch back together the fact that sex... Next, like, in the vicinity of children is not, like, children are the byproduct, like, the children are there because of the sex. So, like...
Oh, but, yeah. Wait, I don't know where you're going with this, but, I don't think...
No, well, see, you with your perverted night, you're not having sex with children, but...
No, not with children, they don't even need to see it or know about it. That's not something that anybody gets to decide.
They did. You just did. Everybody did. That's my point.
Too
is everyone
young
decided?
To
no, everyone decided
it.
That everyone decided that children and sex are completely different things. But they're not. Children are what sex is
but
for.
There's a certain age at which you expose them to
the
ideas
that.
And the understanding.
I think that's
because it's not appropriate for development. They don't need to know that crap.
We'll have to agree to disagree because that is more of a construct than what I'm talking about. You think? For centuries, people were living in huts, being modest about sex. No, Indians, their houses are one room, and similarly, most nomads and other dwellings have often been
one room. So you want to go back to Indian times where you get to have sex in front of your children, and they just have to deal with it.
No, I'm just saying that when there are people doing it in a park, that is not such an abhorrent act as this man would like people to think.
Oh, yeah, that I can agree. It's not as abhorrent, but it's like you don't need to be so public about it. There are plenty of private places where there aren't children there.
Being public about it, like having sex in a park is, to me, as natural as running in a cemetery. And most people don't have a problem with running in a cemetery. Mm-hmm. But having sex in a park suddenly, now we gotta start calling police and filming it and masturbating secretly to it suddenly.
Well, you don't know how the proximity to, like, children's windows and things like that. Like, Mom, what's that noise?
So what?
Like, you know.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, sometimes people have sex in parks and a kid might see it and then the parent's like, those are two people having sex.
No.
It's like when you're having sex in a park, it's at night. It's not like you're gonna see a lot. You're just gonna be like, they're... What's that? Like,
unless
literally
you enable that light, like you said, I still think that'd be pretty
fun. Then I'm gonna really mess with my kids' heads. Like, hey, Nathaniel, watch this.
No,
you see that? No, I'm really gonna, I'm gonna permanently, I'm gonna like etch memories into my children's brains, my unborn children's brains, mm-hmm. the same way that like you would do a relief carving into leather or into like clay or something. Mm-hmm. You would just sort of very, very primitively scratch imagery in a specific but beautiful pattern into it. So it's like, hold on, just let me finish. You'll see.
Your kids are gonna be interesting.
Well, I think they're gonna be well adjusted, quite honestly, because I see ways.
Yeah,
because
you've never done it. Yeah.
I see walls. Well, no one else had done it, and I've learned from everybody else I've seen who hadn't done it. And I gotta tell you, yeah, Donald Sandump is not the only one building walls. All of you people judging me, you're building walls, and your psyches, and between each other, emotionally. It's unhealthy. These Mexicans Mexicans that are going to pay for all your walls, your emotional wall just got 10 feet higher because of your refusal to acknowledge your abandonment issues.
No, I need to stop looking at any headlines.
I'm going to dig a trench.
Oh, sorry, Donald. Sorry.
I'm going to dig two trenches on either side of the wall so the wall appears higher. In the same way that one might shave one's pubes to appear larger. I'm building walls.
Thanks, Donald.
Yeah, he doesn't really have much to add other than walls.
He honestly doesn't.
He's got a switch, his toggle switch stuck to wall.
This is the strangest headline. Okay. Former homeless mum set to become millionaire after dreaming Skittles dress. Okay, hold on. So, Skittles dress designer Sarah Louise Bryan literally followed a dream that led her to a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Pfft, dumb. Just a year ago, things were looking pretty bleak for the 27-year-old mother of two from Wakefield. Penniless and facing rental arrears, Bryan was relying on the kindness of friends to keep a roof over her and her children's heads. But things took a staggering turn for the unexpected when, lying in bed one night, Bryan had a hypnagogic flash of inspiration that would change her life completely, a dress made of Skittles. So, at Miley Cyrus, going to be straight here. Don't ask, don't get. Let me make you one of my first famous dresses. So, Bryan leapt out of bed and Googled the idea to make sure it hadn't been done before. It hadn't. The next day, she set to work realizing her vision. 3,000 Skittles, 90 tubes of glue, and 180 hours later, the dress was made. Bryan took to Twitter to showcase her creation. The image went viral, and the dress eventually bought by Ripley's Museum in America. The former beautician has been given her own clothing and handbag range and is on track to supply her designs to the
What? You know what this makes most...
Where did she get all the glue? She's homeless and penniless. People had to buy her the glue, too, and the Skittles.
Yeah, that's a big gamble when you don't have a lot of money to gamble with. Big gambling with a lot of other people's money.
That's just hilarious. People, like, that celebrities are just like, yes, absolutely. Be a new designer. I love your Skittles stuff.
This is kind of a problem with the emotional nature of what we're talking about with the culture being quite emotional is that this is not really, like, art typically is an intersection of, I think, truth and relevance. And that's why it kind of goes out of vogue because relevance and context constantly changes. But it's a little more steadfast than this, which is, this is very, like, stylistic. Like, this is an idea wholly unto someone that they came up with, and there was a community for it, but I don't think you'll see a rich career. This is like the Monica Lewinsky of dresses.
Yeah, basically. Oh, yeah. This, and it reminds me of that blows. Skittles commercial, the one that's only online, because obviously you could never show it on television, where the guy spooges all over the girl Skittles. And
there you go.
Taste
yeah.
the rainbow. It's like, oh,
things like that. Like, yeah, there's no real truth or insight to it. Yeah. And I was gonna say, like, this kind of reminds me of, I think once again the last episode or previously spoke about when I see like
when I see dead people
stories of inspiration. Similarly, when I see stories of inspiration, I always think of the shadow that surrounds that spot of light. Mm-hmm. And when I see a lady in a Skittle dress that she made and got her famous, I think of how random and pointless that specific example is, because there are millions of people doing random things that do not get this attention. And it's because
it's like winning the lottery. Exactly.
This is the fish that landed in the boat. Like if a bunch of fish, if a whole school of fish, just like all of a sudden just jumped up on you. You were just like sitting there chilling out, lighting a joint, and having sex near a park in a boat. And all of a sudden, a bunch of fish
a boat.
You know, it's just for some reason you're like in the lake. In next to a park, like strategically, and they're just smoking a joint and getting laid, and it's like I don't know why all this is going on. But then a school of fish just bursts out of the water.
But then,
a bunch of fish just leap out of the water, and then one of them lands in your boat. Well, you would if that fish started talking to you, it would probably tell a pretty interesting story. But
oh, I love talking fish. They are interesting.
There's
Thank
like
you.
99 other fish. Or more that just landed in the water who you'll never know about and their skittle dresses.
Again, back to where you're like, I just think of all the others that weren't.
Well, okay, that's why, no, that's why I brought it up. It's like, no, I usually, when someone tells me about a spotlight, I just think about how much darker the shadow is around it.
Oh, that's great insight into your perspective.
When you're, most people's eyes are adjusted, I think most people's eyes are adjusted to spotlights. But then there's people like me who are just wandering around in the dark, just like, fuck spotlights.
You know what? Spotlights aren't for me.
Yeah, there's more darkness. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, I mean, if you come to embrace and be embraced by the darkness, then you'll be comfortable more places. Ergo, my unpopular views about, or racist sounding views about black people and not tipping, which is supported widely, but then also having sex in next to playgrounds and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. Not that you should, but that if you incidentally are, like, imagine how much fun it'd be. Like monkey bars at night, that's a challenge, you know. It's fun for kids, fun for adults. The kids should be in bed. Go to bed.
I like how you're like, I'm not at fault here because
if any kids, if there are any kids witnessing that, I think those kids need to be more questioned, because, like, what are you vagabonds? What are you troublemakers here doing here at night with next to the monkey bars? What monkeying around here, huh?
Yeah, get out of here.
Your kids get out of here.
Get out of here.
You go on to your homes with your families. You get out of here.
Jason's over there like all creepy in the, get out of here.
I've got an oil lantern. Your kids, an oil lantern and a shovel over my shoulder. Your kids get out of here. And then the kids are like, well, hold on. What are you doing here with the shovel?
Hey, hold on.
No, you don't. Your kids don't ask me questions now. Turn this around on me. you just get out of here.
Okay, the funny thing is, Mom the other day, did she tell you about her dream?
No.
She told me about it last night. She had a... Oh, sorry, I'm printing something. That's very interruptive. Anyway, just ignore the sound. So she said she had a dream. Just when she tells you, just act surprised. Very aghast.
No,
like,
I'm gonna act glassy-eyed. Like, if I act surprised, then she'll be surprised. Cause
that's true.
She'll see me being engaged, and she'll be like, oh. So I'm just gonna stick with my normal glassy-eyed reaction to what she said. Yes.
Anyway, she had a dream that you had a product or something, and you're going to, like, a trade show or whatever, but you were dressed up like a Scotsman. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, you had a full kilt and everything. You do look very Welsh or Scottish. That you need to go in that direction.
Scottish.
You gotta just own it. I'm telling you. Mm. Girls are like, is the dick just, like, right there under that skirt? I don't know why it freaks them out, you know? But they're intrigued. And so you're going to get so much tail being so cool and out there. Because it's true. People who wear that stuff, for some reason, they don't see it so often that when they do see it, they're just intrigued. So you need to just go with that angle.
Yeah, because that's what I like to do, is attract attention to myself.
Well, attention for sex. That's what you've been pining for. If it can get you laid.
Yeah, well, you know, I am winning.
You're what?
I'm winning.
I win! I think you would look really cool. Like, you know, all jokes aside, I think you would look pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe for Halloween at first, we'll try it out.
Yeah, we'll try it out, and then Jason just never changes out of it.
It's like, Jason, did you know how Halloween's over? Just no? I'll be like, what do you mean? Like, who's Jason? I'm Scotty.
Yeah, we need to get you, like, a Scottish name, and you just take on a whole new persona. We'll just find him.
I don't know why it's not... Or it's Scotchy, Capey. My Scottish name is Scotchy Tapey. I don't want to hear another word. I don't want to hear another word about it. I need to work on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done here.
Pretty much every accent I've ever done, I need to work on. That's why they're all so terrible.
You're only subpar at all of them.
Yeah, no, I'm way subpar. Like, I'm like five under par.
Way more.
Quintuple bogey.
No.
There's my Scott. Quintuple bogey. At your
service. Quintuple bogey.
Bogey.
It just sounds like you have like a booger. Like a bit.
Bogey down.
Oh, we could call you Albert. It's a Gaelic form of the name Albert. Albert. Actually,
it sounds like a drunken
Scottish
version
thing.
Of Albert.
Yeah, it really does. I know, it sounds like a Scottish
in all
version.
Forms.
Not drunken, just Scottish.
Albert.
Albert. You could be Ainsley. Yeah. Even though it sounds like, you could be Alistair.
They've got more.
That's a good one, Alistair.
Feminine sounding male names like Ashley.
They really do. They have Alec, which is just the Scottish version of Alec. Wait a minute. Oh, your name could be Angus. That's a good Scottish name. I got Australian. I know a Scot named Angus. That's good. Angus. You could spell it A-N-G-U-S or A-E-N-G-U-S.
Yeah,
or
I could be Angus Beefen, the fighty Scottish.
Fighty. Oh, he's all like fighty.
Yeah, he's always so fighty. Angus Beefen.
You could be Balger. It means fox.
That's
fascinating. Your name could be Barclay. It's the Scottish version of Barclay. It's so funny when they say it. Like, if you say it, you can't hear the difference because we get it. It sounds like Barclay. Bragad. A person from the upper part, as in the mountain, being a bragad, whatever.
Sounds like the Scottish version of douchebag.
Sounds like the Scottish version of choking on your tongue.
Okay, yeah. Point taken.
C names C through F. Oh, that was just A and B.
Well, we could go on listening to you say names for the rest of the day.
Oh, we could. Okay. No,
but let's not.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I got it. Message received.
Okay.
Wow,
okay.
Shots fired.
Yeah, jeez.
Woo!
Shots of penicillin.
I can't. I'm allergic.
To eradicate this conversation of more Scottish names.
Oh, my gosh. I have an Urban Dictionary.
Oh, good. Let's get that out into the open there.
Okay.
Urban Dictionary theme song.
It's just funny because everyone at work wants to call him Tony, even though his name is Anthony. But can I call you Tony? He's like, sure.
I don't get that. That doesn't...
That's not... You can't just... Anyway.
Like, if anything, it'd be Thony.
Thony, yeah. Can
it's
I
like,
call
hey, Thony? Hey,
sure.
Hey, Thoner.
Okay.
Hey, Thones.
Okay. This word... Okay, they're starting to be phrases, but whatever. So it needs to be... Yeah. Okay, half day Tony.
What?
That's what it's called, half day Tony.
I don't know where the words end and
I
the
know.
Spaces begin.
Are you still talking? Okay, it's posted by Jabba T. Hutt. I see what they did there. Okay, the definition is a person who starts a new job and quits after only half a day. Typically goes to lunch, never to return. So, where's the new guy? Didn't he go to lunch like 2 hours ago? Uh-oh, he's not coming back, is he? Don't tell me don't tell me another one's done a half day, Tony. And then the guy says, fuck. Oh, you have an option here. You can buy the mug.
A guy named Tony who does half days.
Yeah, only that guy. Only a few of them.
Because I was thinking, like, we're from Indiana, so I was thinking racing, like Daytona.
Oh,
half
Daytona.
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 I heard the word Daytona, and I was like, so you're like... Half racist?
Oh,
I don't get
God,
it.
That's hilarious.
No,
this
so
is,
half day.
You could
day,
buy any one of these Urban Dictionaries.
It should be half day Harry, or half day Harold, or half day Harlem, or
half
something.
Day, yeah.
Half day but Harry.
What a pile of turds stuffed into a bag that's too small to hold that many turds
and
that person
still
must
warm.
Be.
Ugh.
Some of them, the ones in the bottom, maybe not so much, but I just don't like these people who they're just. I don't know. I decide to not have.
I don't think you like. Just end it. I don't like these.
Well,
people.
We had a. That's you. I don't like we had people. Actually, we had a guy do exactly that at Domino's.
Did you?
A guy who was notorious for being a D-bag, and I guess he's still working at Domino's. He came to close our store one night because we were short managers, and he just. Like, it was like 10:30. We had another hour and a half left to go in the day. And he just disappeared. He just left.
He didn't tell. Especially if you're upper management, you can just do that.
He didn't tell any of our drivers or anything. He just texted Dave, hey, I left the key here for you. And like, yeah, like, so it's just like, what the, like, I don't know how I feel. Like, I kind of want to, like, that makes me want to punch somebody, like that guy. But
yeah,
then I'm like,
yeah, oh yeah.
But he's so dumb, it's, like, not worth it. But it's, like, if I was ever going to hit somebody, it'd be someone who does, like... Because you just meet... Like, we just met him. He just met us. And, like, he just dicked over strangers like that. And we did... There was nothing wrong. This shift was going fine. It was just late. You know, it's, like...
Why did you even show up at all anyway?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there was no reason. So, it's, like, you really, like, have that tenuous of a grasp on giving a shit about life that, like... That guy's going to commit suicide one day. He's got to. It's, like... Because, like, you're really just going to leave strangers hanging just for no reason, just on a whim. It's like, you just... Like, why do you give a shit at all? Like, what reason is there to ever give a shit?
Why even try?
Yeah. I don't get it. Right. I don't understand. And it's the same thing with those... With these
half-day... The rest of us don't want to be here either, but we're still here.
These half-day Henrys, they show up for half a day. It's like, well, you know... Whoops. You got to stay at your job long enough to start to hate it.
Yeah, like, give it a minute. We don't like it either.
Yeah, you can't just give up. Like, what do you think we're all here doing? Liking our job? Hell no.
Hell no.
You douchebag. That's the same reason I understand now kind of the interview process. Like,
I understand.
Why I don't get a job. I don't understand it enough to hack it, but
that's true.
I understand
that's
true. It enough to know that you're interviewed because they want to see if you're sane enough to play the game of interviewing.
Oh,
like,
that's
to appear normal.
It. That's absolutely it. Like you and I said, like, it's just a matter of whether or not you can sell it. And that's why it's all acting. It's
whether
not
you
even
can play
real.
The
that's
game
how you
that
get
they're playing.
In charge because they learn how to play the game. They're not necessarily.
It's like a dance.
Yeah.
Like you're literally going there to prove that you can fight their jujitsu style or dance their dance. Like, yeah, I can pretend to be normal every day, all day. It's like, I won't melt down on day 5.
Yeah, you should walk in and just be like, listen, I can give you this. And then just be like, take it or leave it.
That's the problem is that, like, at my interviewing, like, I'm attempting to give them as normal as I can, and I still don't have a job.
I am trying to stabilize myself right now. Just
like,
honest.
I don't know. That's why I'm looking to start my own endeavors because I've realized I'm not a joiner. I'm a creator. I can only make my way.
That's absolutely it. No, I think you're going to be so much more effective of a human person if you just go out on your own and do your own thing because otherwise, if you take a creative person in a creative process and you go and put them in the bin of normal people, then your gifts are lost. And none of us get to enjoy what you're able to create because you've just put yourself over here in the bin of boring things.
Most of life is like the conversation that people carry, which is a lot of people are like the small talk thing. And small talk has evolved because, you know, there's a lot of people who say, I can't stand small talk. But it's like small talk is just... It's evolved now. The small talk of old, which was, hey, it's the weather out and this and that. It's sort of, that was small, tiny talk because people had big problems and they liked that small talk. Now people don't have big problems. So small talk has gotten bigger. And now it's like, it's medium talk where you're talking about sports still, but you're also talking about intricate politics. But small talk is still repetitive. I hear the repetitive ways that people... talk and that's what most people it's production level conversation they just
you're not
use the same words
done.
And you keep on rehashing the same concepts
you're not furthering humanity at all
and most people operate that way and when I talk to people it's always a stream of consciousness insane just rainbow like a magician just pulling a thing out of like a rainbow scarves out of his mouth but then part of the way through you start to see the fear start to grip his eyes because like I didn't put this many scarves in my mouth oh my god and he just keeps pulling and he thinks the scarves are gonna end he's just and then he starts crying and then all the kids start crying
and then the
scarves come out red just pure red and then the teachers start moving the kids out of the classroom and then the magician just gets you he just
he just falls into a heap of crying.
Well, and then eventually he gets comfortable with the idea that his just has scarves perpetually flowing from his mouth now, his Orify, and then he just has to get used to life like that.
Yeah, you have to adjust. I mean, come on.
And then usually when he's walking around, it's with a mouth full of scarves, and he's just keeping the scarves, the colorful scarves in his mouth.
He's cradling the scarves as he walks.
Yeah, and then he just goes, and then frustratingly, staggers into a closet or a bathroom and just sweatily just barfs up a whole wad of scarves.
Until he isn't anymore. And then later he creates a family and he's fine. And that was in the past.
Or in a semi-dream state.
Yeah.
Like in altered states.
Yeah.
He phases back and forth between a holy scarf existence, scarfing scarves. Unscarfing scarves. And then he's just made out of scarves. He's made out of scarves.
Oh,
vomiting people.
That's hilarious. And then he's an addict to scarves, you know?
Yeah, he's shooting scarves into his veins, and then but as an old man, he's shooting scarves into his veins, and then he realizes where the scarves came from his whole life. Himself.
Oh my goodness, no.
In the future.
No.
It's just inevitably steered himself toward scarvation.
Did you say scarvation?
I did. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That was all so we could get to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was.
I have one more Urban Dictionary.
All right. Let's get... Yep.
Okay.
The first one needs a friend.
It does need a friend.
It's getting lonely. It's over there vomiting scarves and crying.
Because it was dumb. The funniest thing is, now, there literally is a button. This wasn't here before. Where if you like the Urban Dictionary quote, you can buy a mug with it on it.
Hmm.
Buy the mug. Okay,
well,
so
nice.
This might be one for you. It's called Altitudes.
Okay, hold on. People are so high and mighty that they give you shit constantly rolling downhill.
Yes! No. This is posted by Kjord, KJORD.
Well, I like that.
You can't get mad at a KJ anything.
I like Kjord. I like that. My cat's name is Bjork, so of course I'm going to like
true.
A word called Kjord.
You're super into the second J, yeah.
Like, okay. I'm so into it. I'm gonna put a second silent J in my name.
Yep.
It's going to be Jason. My name's going to be pronounced Jason.
Oh my God, you just started spelling your name with two J's. Yes. The second one is silent.
The second one is silent, but capitalized.
Yes!
Like an iPhone.
Oh my goodness.
My name is spelled lowercase J, uppercase J, A-S-O-N.
Jason, please start. I even want you to go so far as to change your license. And your social security card, because no one else will have ever have done this, and it's amazing. Okay.
So, literally, to spell my name out, I don't just say JJ. I have to specify lowercase J, uppercase
yes!
J,
and even
lowercase
like if you go
A,
and order a coffee,
S-O-N.
That's Jason with a lowercase
so
J.
So now, when I say my name, I have to say about 20 syllables just for my first name. And then I have to go through the rigmarole of E-M-R-Y, E-M-R-Y, E-M-R-Y.
Jason, it's totally worth it. You're saying it like it's going to be a task, but this is
because
so
I mean,
worth
no.
It.
How many times have you said when your name was still Emery? Did you say to people, "It's Katrina Emery, E M R Y," and then you watch them E M O R Y it?
Oh, 90% of the time.
Yeah, it's like I literally just said E M R Y, and your brain just like
I know you
Mario
to...
skipped over that gap.
I know you have to literally go. Okay, now I'm going to spell it out for you because most people get it wrong, and then. When they do it right because you help them, they still somehow make you feel like the douchebag still.
Yeah.
Like most of the time
like
this goes wrong. Listen, I just helped you.
Maybe next time it's a matter of I should just go Emery, E-R-Y, and then look at them. Be like, what are you going to do with that? And maybe they'll put the M in, you know, just reflexively.
Oh, gosh.
And then it will be spelled right.
Okay, here's the definition for altitudes.
Okay.
An increase in farts, flatulence, or gas caused by extended periods of stay at high altitudes.
That's a thing?
I guess so. We need to go somewhere.
That's a pressure difference. You know, it'd
be
lower pressure.
I'd like to find that out. Okay. Here it is used in a sentence that ends oddly. Because I have a point to this. Dang, all this time spent up here skiing in the mountains has really given Uncle Chad the altitudes. Hold on. And then, I don't know why this is a part of it. Fart altitude elevation past gas Uncle Chad purgatory. Now, here's my point. It's just, this is purely informational, but we add the layer of why the hell wasn't yours approved for Urban Dictionary, but this was.
Yeah.
This makes none sense. Yours made sense. I got it. I thought it was funny. I thought it worked. But yet this gets approved and yours doesn't. I'm mad now.
I mean, I've had ones approved. I'm not buying the mug.
That's it.
But yeah, I mean, it's
yeah.
It's upsetting.
It is upsetting. It keeps me up. Thank you.
Sure does. Examples like this are, you know, why I don't rest well. While we're on the subject, mistle turd is something that I would like to possibly maybe try to apply.
People have to kiss under that at Christmas.
Well, not that. It's a Model B2 bomber that you hang above your toilet.
That makes sense because it incites poop.
Exactly. It's like the god of poop.
You're blessed to poop now.
And you could put an American flag across from your toilet and just salute it while you take a shit.
As the poop comes out of your butthole, it kisses it goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah, bombs away.
Goodbye.
And then you also have just a bathroom television looping that scene from Doctor Strangelove where the Southern guy rides the atomic bomb. Or the bomb.
Someone the other day, we saw a meme, you know, and
Alta Turds, I also wanted to say.
Oh, nice.
Alta Turds. Nice. That's probably another phenomenon that's a problem.
That's very good. Yeah. You know,
I had a shampoo bottle once that I took up to higher elevation, and when I opened the shampoo bottle, that same reason. I think Alta Turds is more of a worrying phenomenon, more dizzying phenomenon.
It really is.
Like, you just get, you arrive on the alpine slopes, and then the first thing you do is go to the restroom, and you just lose all your spirit. You just come out shaking and white like a leaf.
You can't ski now.
It's like, I wasn't expecting that. I need to have some orange juice, and maybe we'll go skiing tomorrow.
Tomorrow, please. That's like on Dumb and Dumber, where Lloyd and... What's the other guy? Oh, my God, I can't think of it.
Harry?
Yeah. Wait. Which one's the one played by Jeff Daniels?
I think that's Harry.
Yeah, that is Harry. Harry, you know when he's on the date with what's her name and the toilet's broken but he's pooping in it and he has like massive diarrhea and his legs are sticking out.
No, I don't remember that scene. Yes. It's not.
Yes, you
do. I don't remember that.
Anyway,
oh, okay.
So his legs are sticking out and he has diarrhea. Anyway, someone took that picture and printed it, like the screenshot of him like with his feet up in the air pooping like massive diarrhea.
Yeah.
And they cut it out and taped it over the nozzle of the front of a coffee maker.
Okay.
So it looks like when the coffee comes out, he's shitting diarrhea, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, that could be. I think actually,
sell coffee we could makers
do,
like that.
No, we could do coffee cozies like my soap dispenser cozies.
Mm-hmm.
The soap dispensers that look like the back of a bird.
Yeah,
or the front of a bird for that matter.
That would be cute. I think that would really sell. Actually,
like some of those, actually the ones with the little lever on the front, you can make that the bird's tail. So you actuate the bird's tail to get soap out of it.
Oh my gosh, how do we get a patent and get this going? That is so funny because you literally could be like, boop.
And then a bunch of light switch covers with ripped cotton over them too. You know, just like a whole line of fun interactive things that are going to attract germs and become targets of infection very, very quickly. But
very good, yes.
But quaint and nice.
But they're fun for a minute. You can buy them in Sky Mall.
Sure can, along with not Trump steaks.
I have Trump wine.
It was Sharper Image. That would be funny if Trump steaks went from Sharper Image to the Sky Mall.
Baskets did something cute the other day on the show. Something you're like, oh, I see what you did there.
A bunch of Sky meat.
And he was at the grocery store buying stuff, and he ended up picking up a bottle of wine, but right there in front, down to the left, and you could see Trump wine. And I was like, I see what you did there.
It was funny.
He didn't pick that one up, but, you know, it was in the forefront of the frame, and you could see exactly what they did. I liked it.
Exactly. You could see it all. It was like it was having sex in a park.
Oh, my goodness. Shine a light on that. Come on.
Someone shine the light on it. It's done. It should stop that.
Get it out of the park.
Go away, people.
Stop putting your thing and things out here on the things.
Right. Well, I'm going to count this down. It's going nowhere fast.
Yeah, please do. I got to go.
One.